It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. This is the real day that we're going to see the Brown's marionette play of Red Riding Hood. Yeah. Do you notice something that I did not put on today? My sweater. I usually put a sweater on when I come here. But I'll show you why I didn't put on a sweater. Something that Mr. Clemens loaned to me. That jacket. This is a jacket which I will wear to the Browns today. Mr. Clemens is going to wear one too, because I have been asked to give out programs and to take tickets. How do you think that looks? I'm not going to wear two. No, this one is for Mr. McFeely. Yeah, Mr. Clemens has already asked him, I think. So what I'm going to do is to check and see if Mr. McFeely's on his way over. Hello, Mrs. McFeely? This is Fred Rogers. I wondered if Francois Clemens had gotten in touch with your husband. Oh, good. Well, that's fine. Yeah, I have his jacket right here. The three of us will give out programs and take tickets. Yeah, all right. Good, thank you very much. Oh, yes, it is an exciting time. Yeah, fine, thank you, bye-bye. So, evidently Mr. McFeely's on his way, and he'll be here and then he can try on that jacket. Sometimes when something nice is going to happen, do you feel all excited in your stomach? I know a little girl who used to say she was ticklish in her stomach. Yeah, when she was excited. Mm-hmm. You suppose that's Mr. McFeely already? Okay, fish. It is.
Speedy delivery. Here. Is that one of the coats?
Yes, it is, and there's one for you.
May I try it on now?
Certainly.
All righty.
It's about time to go over, isn't it?
I'm getting very excited about seeing the Browns Marionette Theater.
Where do you like to
put it? I'll just put it right over here. There we go.
Let's see how you look in here.
Fancering.
There you are. Will you want to keep wearing your hat?
Oh, no, I'll just take that off, too. That right there. There we go.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm practicing taking tickets.
Oh, good. Well, then maybe I'll just practice handing out the program. Hello. Welcome to the Brown Marionette. Yep. How do you feel when you're excited about something?
Well, right in the stomach right here. Sometimes it feels like they call a butterfly sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we go on over?
Alrighty.
About time, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, alrighty. Come along. Let's go now to the Brown Marionettes Theater, where we'll see the production of Red Riding Hood. All right? Come along.
Here we go.
Come along. Hi, you coming in? Good.
See you inside.
Like a program? Want to give me your ticket? There you go. Okay, you keep that part. Okay? How are you? Okay, and you keep that part. Okay. Hope you enjoy the show. Right, okay. There's one for you. There's one for you. And you keep that part. Okay?
Hi, Francois. Here we are, France. Can we help?
Yeah, everyone's been arriving and taking their seats. Here, why don't you hold on to these programs and pass them out, and you can collect tickets, and I'm going to give one more program out before we start.
Fine. Okay?
Glad to help.
Be right with you, then.
Hello there. Here come some people.
Right this way. I'll just take your ticket. You can keep that half there. Then
here's a program for you.
Yeah, sure. Keep that part.
And one for you. Would you like a program?
Okay,
very good. Okay, thank you. Take your ticket. Thank you. Just keep that part.
There you are.
Well, looks like we have just about a full house.
Great.
Guess we're about ready to begin.
Fine. Are there any seats? Well, here's
sure.
One
here's one here. I'll take this one.
Okay, and I'm going to take my seat. Okay.
Thanks, Fran.
Sure.
I think I'll look at the stage.
Hi.
I think you're... Oh, this must be the place where Red Riding Hood lives with her mother. Yeah, right here at the beginning. Are you all ready to begin?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to watch Red Riding Hood. Let's do that together, all right? And that's for you. Mm-hmm.
Ah, there. Bread, fresh from the oven. My, but it smells good. Oh, it's hot. I'd better put it here to cool on the table before I put it in the basket. Now let me see if I have everything I need.
Mother, what smells so good?
Fresh bread, dear. I just took it from the oven.
Could I have some with butter and honey? Ow!
Oh, it's still very hot.
When it cools off, may I have some?
Not today, dear. I baked this especially for Grandmother. She's not feeling very well.
Oh, dear. Is she sick?
Oh, she just needs a rest. The doctor wants her to stay in bed for a few days.
Well, how is she going to get breakfast or lunch or anything if she has to stay in bed?
Well, that's why I'm packing a picnic basket. She can keep it right by her bed so that when she's hungry, the food will be right there. She won't have to get out of bed.
Look, apples and grapes and the bread you just made and butter and honey.
All of this food will be good for Grandmother and will help her to get well.
Mother, I have a wonderful idea. Why don't I take the basket to Grandmother's house?
Well, we'll go a little later. I have some work to finish up first.
No, I mean all by myself. I'm old enough.
Do you mean to go through the woods by yourself? Oh, I don't know.
But Mother, it's not far, and I do know the way. Oh, please, Mother.
Well, all right. It would be a big help if you could take the basket, and I would have time to finish my work here.
Oh, good. Now I can be a big help to both you and Grandmother.
Oh, Caroline, you are a big help. I know. Why don't you wear one of the capes Grandmother knitted for you?
I'd like to wear the red one.
Fine.
How do I look?
Wonderful.
I'll answer the door.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Well, hello there. Don't you look pretty?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cribbins. Mother, it's Mr. Cribbins, the woodsman.
Oh, how nice. Do come in, Mr. Cribbins.
Thank you. My, look at that lovely Red Riding Hood. I see Granny still knitting a lot.
Yes, she knits so fast. She's wonderful.
I think I'll call you Red Riding Hood. How would you like that?
Well, my name is really Caroline Klempel.
I know that. Red Riding Hood would be just a nickname.
Might be nice. Red Riding Hood.
Here's the basket, dear. Caroline's helping me today. She's taking some food to Granny.
Oh, that reminds me. I stopped by to bring you some wild hickory nuts. Take some of these along to your Granny, Red Riding Hood.
Don't stay too long.
Oh, I won't. Goodbye, Mother. Mr. Cribbins.
Goodbye, Red Riding Hood.
Oh, why don't you stay for a cup of tea, Mr. Cribbins?
Why, thank you. I have some wild arrowroot that makes a wonderful tea, and some wild asparagus and wild cranberries.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. Step right up, step right up. Attention, shoppers. We have a fantastic special in our watch department. These beautiful watches, regularly selling for $169.99, are on sale for today only for the unbelievable low price of just 59 cents. Yes, shoppers, that's what I said. Only 59 cents. Now, don't crowd, don't push. Plenty for all. Step right up, step right up. You want to buy a watch? Hey, you, hey, bud, come on back here, terrific. If business keeps up like this, I may never eat again. Oh, what am I gonna do? Hey, what's that? Someone's coming. A customer, oh, if I can just sell her something, anything. Why, well, I could use that money to buy something to eat. Let me see. I know. I'll use the old lucky customer routine. Congratulations! Hey, you are a lucky customer!
Oh, my! What in the world is going on?
My. You are a lucky shopper. 50% off on all merchandise.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Now, listen to me. What's your name?
My name is Caroline Klimple. Some people call me Red Riding Hood.
Great. Well, now, Miss Klimple Hood, you look like a smart shopper. Why don't you just stop for a moment and look at all these wondrous treasures I have collected from around the world?
But I don't have any money.
Just my luck.
Oh, I'm very sorry, but you see, I'm on my way to Grandmother's house to bring her this basket of food.
Yeah. Well, I'll run along with your basket of food?
Yes. She has to stay in bed for a few days, and so I'm bringing her this basket of food as a gift.
Now, what kind of gift is food? Now, here is something she really will like. It is a souvenir pillow of Washington, D.C.
Oh, I don't think so.
Sat on by George Washington himself?
But I told you, I have no money.
You've forgotten, little lady. You are the lucky customer. Now, I am prepared to make you our special lucky customer offer. This wondrous pillow, which sells in leading department stores for $16.95, can be yours for the unbelievably low price of that basket of food. What do you say, Miss Klimple Hood?
Well, no, I better not. Mother spent all day preparing this food, and I promised her that I would deliver it safely. I'm sorry, but I really must be going. Goodbye.
Going? Hey, kid, now, wait a minute. You can't leave? You're the lucky customer. Hey, Red, hold up. I'll make it two pillows. I'll throw in a watch. Come back. She's gone. And I'm so hungry. Got to get hold of that basket of food. I sure wish I were her grandmother. That's it. I'll take a shortcut to grandmother's house. And when that girl gets there, I'll pretend I'm her grandmother. And I'll get that basket of food. Somehow. Hey, you watch the store. I'm off to Granny's.
Knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two. Come in! Knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two. I said come in!
I'm not supposed to get out of bed. This better be important. I hope this will work. I don't have much time. That little girl will be here any minute. What is it? Why, congratulations! Why, you are the lucky winner of a handy-dandy duffel bag! I don't need a handy-dandy duffel bag! Unless I could use it for my knitting. Oh, knitting. Of course, of course. It's a knitting duffel bag, and it is absolutely free. Come in, come in! This is our special kit acquainted offer from the handy-dandy knitting duffel bag company. Yes, now permit me, if you will, to show you some of its many uses. It can be used in 57 different ways. As a laundry bag, and a shopping bag, of course a knitting bag, and a sleeping bag.
A sleeping bag?
Oh, yes, smart shopper. Allow me to demonstrate. Now, if you'll be so kind as to step into the bag.
Step into the bag?
Yes, it's easy.
Like this?
Oh, wonderful. Now pull it up over your head.
Like this?
Wonderful. What? Very nice. Now, I'll just make a square knot here at the top.
No one.
Gotcha. Have a seat, my dear. Now sit up. Pleasant dreams.
Grandmother, it's Caroline, your granddaughter.
Oh, no, it's that kid. Oh, quick, I've got to disguise myself. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute, dear.
Oh, I've forgotten. Grandmother can't come to the door. She's not supposed to get out of bed. You stay in bed, Grandmother. I'll let myself in. Oh, Grandmother, you look terrible.
Well, dear, I've been a little under the weather.
You sound so funny. What's wrong with your voice?
You know, I've had this terrible cold.
Oh, Grandmother, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, the doctor said I have to have plenty of food. Plenty of food? Food?
Grandma, what big eyes you have.
All the better to see you with, my dear.
Grandma, what big ears you have.
Ears, yes. All the better to hear you with, my dear.
Grandmother, what's that noise?
Noise? Why? My good big ears don't hear any noise.
Look over there. The screen is moving all by itself.
Yes. Oh, it is. What do you know? It is. It's nothing, dear. Just a draft, yes. You know how drafty these old houses can be. That's how I got my cold, yes.
Caroline!
Grandmother! Wait a minute. If you're my grandmother, then who are you?
I'm an impersonator.
What? It's that silly wolf from the forest. What are you doing in my grandmother's clothes? And my grandmother's bed.
I didn't mean to cause any trouble. I really like your grandmother.
Well, you have a funny way of showing. Well, stop sniveling.
It's just that, I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten in days. And I was trying to trick you into giving me that basket of food.
Why didn't you tell us you were hungry? We would have shared our food with you.
You would?
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Oh, it's Mr. Cribbins. Come in.
Just stop by with the hot sassafras tea. What you doing in the bag, Granny?
Oh, it's a long story. Someone get me out of this bag and that wolf out of my bed, and we'll all have a picnic lunch.
Hey, you mean me too?
Well, of course.
Sure, oh, of yes. course, I would think so.
Oh, thank you. You know, you're all so kind. I wish there was something I could do for all of you. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe there is.
I've got an idea.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, dear. See how lovely it is when everyone works together.
Oh, it was really nice.
Thank you. Oh, and thank you for helping us today.
You're welcome. Very welcome. We enjoyed doing it.
Marvelous.
What should we do with the coat?
Why don't you give them to me later, okay? Put them in the box and
okay.
I'll
fine.
We'll
bring
them
back. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay,
exit
bye,
this
everybody.
Way. Bye.
Okay.
I'll just leave these here.
All right. Certainly enjoyed that. Yeah.
Come along.
Pardon me.
Okay, I'm sure that sounds pretty great.
Goodbye.
Well, I certainly enjoy their work.
Oh, I do too. Come on, let's go on back.
Alrighty.
Well, there wasn't too much work to do.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. Did you ever make up puppet plays?
Well, when I was small, I didn't have the stringed marionettes like the Browns. But I had my hand, I took my hand like this and went like that. And pretended with puppets. I had a hand puppet, you see. And sometimes I said, goodbye.
Goodbye. That doesn't
right.
mean you have to leave.
Well, pretty soon I have to put my speedy delivery coat on and take the ushering coat off.
Let's try saying speedy delivery with our hand, all right? Speedy delivery.
Oh, I had it wrong. Can I try it one more time?
Yeah. Speedy delivery.
Delivery.
You're right. Delivery.
Nice. One more time.
Delivery.
Well, that's what I should say right now. I'll take this one off. Did you want me to take those back to Francois?
Oh,
the
no.
Coats?
I'll take them to him. I'll get them both in the box. I'd like to keep mine on just a little longer.
Alrighty. I'll put this on. And the coat on.
I help you.
There we go.
I liked working with you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, it was a lot of fun at the Browns, and I'll go back to my delivery. Speedy, speedy, speedy delivery. Alrighty, alrighty. Good day to you. Goodbye.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was fun, wasn't it? I liked helping. Sometimes after you've seen a play like that, you feel like having someone read you the story again. Of course, the story of Red Riding Hood in different books would be different. But they probably all have a little girl and a mother and a grandmother and a wolf and a woodsman. You can make up stories yourself. Sure you can. You have lots of good ideas. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending. You can try out many things by pretending. Your own makeup play can be different every day, but it's your work, it's important, pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. Pretending. You can just pretend anything you want to pretend. Sure. You can pretend you're a grandmother or a grandfather or an usher at a theater. Yeah, I didn't even have to pretend that today. I was able to dress up and be one. I like that. Oh, there's so many things in this world that can give us good feelings. That's right, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me, and each week, you know how, by just your being you. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.